Chapter 2, The Marxist Appeal. Karl Marx himself asserted that, should history fail to bear him out, he would admit he was wrong. History has passed judgment. Just as Ludwig von Mises forecast in his landmark book Socialism in 1922, in which the impossibility of economic calculation under Marxist statism was demonstrated, Marx's economics failed horribly. This economic failure led inevitably to the failure of Marx's political and historical predictions, and Marxist-controlled institutions today coast on intellectual capital and historical inertia. But Marxism still won the hearts and souls of billions in the past century, and continues to do so among many even now. Why? What is Marxism's appeal? Samuel Edward Konkin III wrote, "The most appealing part of Marxism may well have been the vision of socio-political revolution as a secular apocalypse." While others offered explanations of revolution, only Marx gave it such meaning. No longer were the oppressed to merely oust the old regime to bring in a new regime brutal in a slightly different way, but the revolution would make things so great that no further revolution was necessary. Marx's legerdemain was actually profoundly conservative. Once the revolution was over, there would be no more. Even diehard monarchists flinched from that much stasis. Yet the combination was unbeatable to motivate political activists. One all-out effort, and then home free. More realistic presentations of revolution tended to excite less dedication and commitment. But the truth remains. Today, Marxism is bankrupt. On the left, faith is gone, morale is low, and activism is paralyzed. The left needs a new ideology to supplant its failed and discredited Marxism. Agorism, the purest, most consistent, and revolutionary form of libertarianism, is that supplanting ideology. Agorism can motivate and direct the underclass's struggle against the overclass, and return the left to its radical anti-state, anti-war, pro-property, pro-market historical roots. Explained Sec 3. Agorism and Marxism agree on the following premise. Human society can be divided into at least two classes. One class is characterized by its control of the state and its extraction of unearned wealth from the other class. Furthermore, agorists and Marxists will often point to the same people as members of the overclass and underclass, especially agreeing on what each considers the most blatant cases. The differences arise as one moves to the middle of the social pyramid. Agorists and Marxists perceive a class struggle which must continue until a climactic event which will resolve the conflict. Both sides perceive select groups which will lead the victims against their oppressors. The Marxists call these groups of high class consciousness vanguards, and then extract even more aware elements designated as elites of the vanguard. Agorists perceive a spectrum of consciousness among the victims as well, and also perceive the most aware elements as the first recruits for the revolutionary cadre. With the exception of intellectuals, the Marxists and agorists sharply disagree on who these most progressive elements are.